We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Welcome to Toward Anarchy. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Michael Storm, and wow, it's Father's Day, and I'm a father, or a day, one of the two, so I guess it's about me today. It's always about me here, except that it's not. I'm just supposed to be the example, right? I'm just the guy that's setting the example and really trying to show a possibility of paths, a different way of thinking. Not really trying to shove it down your throat, just trying to lay it out there. And we call this Toward Anarchy. Do it every week here live across the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1 to 3 p.m. every week, as a matter of fact. And it's one of the best things I get to do during the week, that's for sure. It gives me a chance to do some of the things here, test out some of the things here that I'm trying to do in the real world, and that's communicate better with people, live better myself, understand the people and the things that are going on around me on a different level, on something I like to think of it as more than a social level or emotional level, just reacting to things and accepting that that's the way we reacted to things, instead of taking a proactive approach to everything, life, our relationships, making that effort to make ourselves a little bit better just to further that end. It's not really simple. It seems a lot more complicated than it is. Today is going to be one of those days that is a great for instance of that, because today I have a guest, Dr. Dean Lloyd. He's with us a lot. He's a facilitator and healer. He comes in once a month, hangs out, and we talk a lot about things that matter to the individual, that started the individual and can stay there. We're talking about this growing and healing through connecting the body and the mind. It's the idea of merging really true modern health medicine with I guess you could say traditional Chinese medicine. And I don't want anybody to freak out, because I know that there are certain people who understand TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, to be something of a hoax or hokey. It's like folk medicine. It's not really supposed to work. It's supposed to be one of these things that it can be dangerous. You have to stay away from it. And so if you were to type in traditional Chinese medicine, the first thing that's going to pop up is sort of the CDC or somebody like that, health.gov or something, telling you that there's no merit to it. And that's unfortunate, because it's just not true. The merit is in that connection of the body and the mind. It's the two of them working together for healing, and it's what Dr. Lloyd talks about as missing from our health system. There's a lot of things missing from our health system, but that's one of the things that specifically Dr. Lloyd has seen in his own career, is that lack of empathy, lack of understanding for the patient, and worse, the lack of understanding by the patient. And so the patient is not a part of their healing process. They're just the thing that's being healed. And that's a big problem. So it's great to have those conversations. But today we're going to talk about one of these things. It's a little bit more externalized. It's all still within these same principles. It begins at you, but it's also externalized. And I haven't had a chance to make a little bit of addition just to add this, the fact that it's sort of Father's Day and that there's a Father's Day message here for in what Dr. Dean Lloyd and I will be talking about today. There is in the father's role, and that's in this ethical appropriateness, and that's what I mean by it can sound complicated, but it's not complicated at all. You can actually boil that down to something that I talk about constantly, and that's having honest conversations. We were going to get into this. It'll be about 25 minutes and Dr. Lloyd will join us and we'll dive into this topic, this conversation. But the reason that I think that this one is a little bit more important maybe than some of the ones that we have in terms of what it means to us on the outside, what we project, who we are to other people and who we ultimately are to ourselves, because who we are to other people is our honest self, whether we're lying to ourselves or not. And so this conversation becomes important because it's not just about us. It's not something that we have to deal with internally. It's something that we have to practice externally. And so it fits right along with conversations that I have here all the time. Again, having honest conversations, and it's all about this very important process of not shoving information down people's throats, but facilitating. Dr. Lloyd is a healer and a facilitator. I'm a facilitator of messages and ideas. So we kind of already have this understanding in our conversation with other people, even if we don't always practice it. I know I don't always practice it. There are many times that I'm just, I don't want to hold your hand. I don't want to facilitate. I'm not interested in trying to show you the truth of a thing, because it can get frustrating. It can be very tiring on the individual. It can be an exercise in futility oftentimes, especially when you're talking about in the impersonal communication world of communications that we live in. People who are not adversarial, who would not otherwise be enemies, people that you could call allies, because of your inability to, I don't know how many times you would do this. I never do this. People have done it to me in public, just sort of get in my face and tell me I'm wrong, scream at me for whatever reason. I don't know if that's your MO, but that's the way people behave when they get on social media a lot of times. They see something and they just start, go right for the jugular. You're so wrong. You're an idiot. You're a fool. You're a moron. You're not listening to what's going on. You're not awake. You're woke. You're this. You're anything but. You know, you're anything and everything to them because they don't know who you are. They have no idea who you are. And so they end up ultimately attacking you. And this is a problem. This is a problem that's being blamed on the tool. But it's a problem of people and their ability to communicate and to do things like have a little bit of intellectual humility. This was fantastic. As always, you can follow along with me. Go to towardanarchy.com, and I encourage you to do this every week, because I oftentimes will just sort of forget what's happening there because I get into my conversation. I'll get into a rant. I got to talk about this thing. I'll get into my conversation with the guest, and I won't address some of these things, but there's always some fantastic links and an image and a quote. There's something for you there. I'm not even trying to get you there to sell you anything. I don't have any ads on the site, nothing like that. Just a couple of reminders about friends of mine who have books out that I'm proud of their work and would like to share it. And that's it. I'm just getting you there for the content, so you can see the things, you can see what it is that I thought was important enough for me to spend the time to grab the link and create some statement on it and share it with you in this form. So towardanarchy.com, look for June 19th. You'll see Dr. Dean Lloyd is my guest. He is evolving the species. He's helping people heal through and grow through connecting the body and the mind and the spirit, if you will. I've been looking forward to this conversation that we're having today as we're cruising along the Epiphany Highway, and I'll explain that there in just a second. And that's this topic of ethical appropriateness and again, what I call honest conversations, really, is what it comes down to. And one of the great statements, one of the great ideas behind this today will be that it's not my job to make you believe. It's my job to facilitate your understanding. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm trying to give you the tools that you need to understand whatever it is that I'm telling you. In all of these cases, in the case of the father preparing the child, the children, those wards of his to grow up and to be their own person, to have an ethical appropriateness and to have honest conversations with people, and they're going to be much more successful. And there's proof of this in these links that I share. And of course, there's more information there about Dr. Dean Lloyd. You can find out about his work on evolving the species at evolvingthespecies.com, and you can get a copy of Cruising the Epiphany Highway, which is one of those very few links that's there at the website all the time, but it's also on the page for June 19th today. And you can follow along as we make our way through the book. Sometimes Dr. Lloyd is reading from it. Sometimes we're just hitting on the sort of general topic of it. But at any rate, the bulk of what we're discussing in the importance of it is inside the pages of Cruising the Epiphany Highway by Am Rosen. And so that link is there. And the other links that I'm talking about are links that I compile, something that is struck my fancy, something of interest, entertainment sometimes. And it was so perfect because earlier this week, this article from Bulletin.com from a Jason Pfeiffer. I don't know these people. It's just a happenstance article. It just was there. Here's this article. Wow. Maybe this is great, and this is something I should share with somebody. This popped up 9 days ago, before Dr. Lloyd and I were talking about doing this show, and before we had discussed the topic of ethical appropriateness. And this topic fits right in. The question is, do you have intellectual humility? And here's why it can help you become smarter. And of course, intellectual humility, at least in the terms of what Jason Pfeiffer here is trying to express, is found in that ability to accept when we're wrong, that when we've made a mistake, to go back and correct the things that led us to the mistake, go back and fix the mistake. This is what makes you a better person, and it makes you a smarter person. This is consistent with studies that have been done in schools and by educators and of students and learners. And it's how much smarter they get when they are taught that it's okay to be wrong, not the way it seems to be taught today in this woke society, but that it's okay to be wrong in an effort to reach understanding. When you realize that you need intellectual humility to go back and to look at the things that you've done and the things that you said that made you be wrong, and the value about just admitting when we don't know. You know, it's really quite simple, but I see it missed all the time. It's really a statement about me when I think about intellectual humility, when I think about ethical appropriateness. Because before Dr. Lloyd came along and we started talking about these things as a matter of course, and as a matter of, you know, creating a course, if you will, of this understanding, I was talking about these things. I was talking about how these things shape us, whether I was using those particular words or not. I talk about having honest conversations all the time, and I talk about having honest conversations, excuse me, for truth and for finding the truth and for giving somebody the tools to find the truth that I'm suggesting, or to seek the truth in the future. One of the great ideas, thoughts is creative thinking. It's a course that colleges offer, some high schools offer. If you're lucky, if you go to the right place, I suppose. Maybe they don't all so much, so more. It certainly doesn't seem like it. But critical thinking is that. It makes you question not just what you're reading, but it makes you question yourself and makes you understand yourself so that you know why you would be questioning a thing, or why you would fall into a trap of fallacy when you're having a conversation. What do you lack in understanding that is keeping you from completing a statement, completing a thought and idea, expressing it to somebody with the idea that they will learn from it without tainting it with our own faults? That's the fallacy. It comes into conversation so often. There are different ones. There are lists of them. They have sort of varying names, but you can look up logical fallacies on the internet. And there's even one company. I saw these wonderful cards that they create. They're logical fallacies. It's a deck of logical fallacy cards. And in practice, just understanding logical fallacy, but not just learning the names of them. I find that that's what happens to a lot of people who think they're smart. They don't have an ethical appropriateness. They don't have intellectual humility. Get a drink here. And so they're caught in this trap, not able to really find a way to communicate ideas when they think they're so important. That's it. That's one of the hardest things for me in understanding why people don't take me seriously, for instance, if you will. I can only speak about me. So if I make it about me, sorry, that's what I have. They want to reach somebody with an idea. You believe your ideas are important. So you take a different approach to me in communication. I am this guy. This is me. I speak entirely differently here when I'm having these important conversations than I do in my everyday life. There's a different sense about me in the importance that I take in the conversation that is being had here, because I know that there is such a wide range of people who could potentially hear it, who already have a series of preconceived notions and ideas about who I am, about what anarchy is, about what the network is, about what the topic is I'm talking about Dr. Dean Lloyd, who'll join us here in a few minutes. All these things already set in stone and their ideas, and to not be able to come and tailor a message each week. I could do that, and it would probably be just as entertaining, might even be a little bit more entertaining, because I'm a little bit funny when I'm a little bit irreverent. Actually, I'm a lot funny when I'm a lot irreverent, because I want to be funny. I'm trying to be funny, and here I just joke and I poke at myself a little bit, a little self-deprecation, because it's good for you. So I'm this guy that we're talking about today. I am this person practicing ethical approach appropriateness and trying to tailor a message that is believable, but that also contributes to your understanding of a thing. It just doesn't. You just have to believe me. There's places for that. There's politics and religion are great for just believe us and shut the hell up and go on with the rest of your life. The rest of us don't function that way out here. We need to know. We need to understand. And we need to do so if we ever continue. If you just want to be stagnant and don't care and just I don't know who those people are. I guess they exist. If you want to do that, do that. I guess it's your life. You can. But what I'm suggesting to you is that when you practice these things, you make yourself a better person. You make yourself smarter. Part of the reason that I can claim to be as smart as I am is because of the fact that I am willing to accept when I'm wrong. I'm always looking for the better way to get the message across. And I'm always looking for truth. And I'm always trying to find a way to separate myself from the message. I talk to you about this all the time, this idea that you have to set your preconceived notions about an individual aside. And this isn't to dismiss who they are or what they've done in terms of things that are contradicting what it is, the message that you're trying to give. That's an entirely different thing. That's a whole different level of communication that I'm not talking about right now. It's part of it, but this is much simpler than that. There's no reason for you to suggest that I have any agenda other than to the one that I've suggested for you, that I'm telling you about the world as I see it, about the world as I've experienced it. And I share with you the things, the concepts, the ideas, the people that help me make it easier. And that's what I think this does for everyone else when I come here and I bring this little package together, the page and a guest and some of my own commentary on some of these ideas. And it's because I have practiced these things and continue to practice them, and I don't pretend to be an expert at them. In fact, I'm the first to say that I'm just as bad at it as everybody else, except for there's one difference, is that I'm actually making an effort to notice these things when I do them and to change them when I do them. That's the difference between knowing you are or aren't something and doing something about it, isn't it? I mean, should I even have to say that? Should I even have to explain that that's what that is? Go to towardanarchy.com. Look for June 19th. That link on intellectual humility is there. Does it make you smart? Of course it does, because it opens up your world to honesty and truth when you're honest and truthful with yourself. There's been a ton of entertainment stuff that I've been into, and so there was a link that, while some of you don't want to hear about the entertainment things, and you don't care about it, and you really hate Star Wars, and you really hate Disney, and you really hate Disney Plus, and you really hate Hayden Christensen because, well, he just screwed up the trilogy, right? He was part of that other thing that came after the original Star Wars movies, and it was just not good enough for people. And then, you know, of course, to the racists, the people attacking Moses Ingram. I don't care if you don't enjoy those things or those people. I don't even care if you're racist. Whoever you want to hang out with is who you want to hang out with. Just don't bring that crap around me. I don't need it. I don't need hate. I don't need any of that. Any more distractions than I already have from trying to live my own life. I certainly don't need somebody's externalized things like that. And so that I avoid a lot of the social media. I avoided finding out anything about the Moses Ingram thing. I just knew that they did. For what I'm talking about is there a bunch of entertainment stuff out there lately, a whole bunch of stand-up specials, the last Norm MacDonald special that he did, just recorded himself without an audience because it was recorded during COVID. Just before he died, and I've seen that here recently, and there's been a couple others. There's a big Snoop Dogg special that had some comedians, a lot of comedy stuff always. But one of the things I've been watching is Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it's cool because I am an old-school Star Wars guy, so I like to see Star Wars be about Obi-Wan and Luke Skywalker and Han Solo and Boba Fett and these guys in these stories. And so when they're back here doing a story about Obi-Wan and his life after the collapse of the Empire, or the takeover of the Empire, sorry, not the collapse of it. It's been fun to see these stories, and of course, James Earl Jones is the voice of Darth Vader again, so he's finally making some real money to be Darth Vader. I'm sure he made a little bit back in the day, but I know his original voiceovers for Star Wars, he was paid, you know, nothing for him, and in terms of what the movies have made, what and they weren't his. I don't, you know, he's not entitled. He signed a contract. He did his thing. He did his part. So I'm not saying anybody should be bitter about it, but he's getting paid these days to be the voice of Darth Vader again. And so that's really great. But one of the things, and this is how I say that this doesn't have to be a geek thing. This doesn't have to be an entertainment thing. This is a look at, this article is a look at the, sort of the indifference of the masses, the people in under the thumb of the Empire, people being subjected to that authoritarian rule, the corrupted system at the center of the galaxy, and this recurring set of influential antagonists. I mean, it very much mirrors our own existence if you look for those messages within the narrative, and these characters, they're always bumping up against characters. You bump up against them yourselves, these NPCs, these non-player characters, as they're called these days. They're just this sort of the ignorant, the indifferent. I thought that was just a great word. They really are just indifferent. They don't care. They don't want to have to worry about it. That's what voting is about. That's what handing over power to politicians is about. It's about letting somebody else take care of all the problems that we create, that we ourselves create by our very existence. Well, let's just say these people can magically handle those problems. We're not very good at handling them ourselves, but let's go ahead and get a bunch of other people who aren't very good at handling those things and put them all together in one spot. Give them legal authority to rob, cage, and murder the rest of us, and let's call that government. People are indifferent to that. I can't imagine why. How could you? I'm pretty indifferent to it myself, but not in a blind sense of support for that system. That's the problem with the indifference of most, is that their indifference actually feeds the system, whereas my indifference, my anarchy, is detrimental to the system, just as my voice is, just as all the ideas that I put forth are, because they strengthen the individual, they give the individual power, and that's what we need to do, is empower people to take care of themselves instead of always trying to find an excuse to get somebody else to do our dirty work for us. The quote, morality cannot exist 1 minute without freedom. Only a man can possibly be moral unless a good deed is voluntary. It has no moral significance. That's a pretty bold statement about freedom and about how morality must be tied to the free man and the voluntary deeds. You know, it's a person... A weak person who holds themselves back is not, they're not doing it because they're strong. They're not doing it because they know that they have a power that they need to rein in They're doing it because they're weak. It takes a strong moral person of fortitude to realize how much they can hurt someone else and not hurt them, whether it's with their words or your ideas or physical action, whatever it may be. And Dr. Dean Lloyd, who will be joining us in just a minute here after the break, will agree with this one, that you have three brains. It's an image there I shared under the meme. It's the head, the gut, and the heart, and these ideas are at the heart, the head, and the gut of everything that Dr. Dean Lloyd and I have been talking about, and he will join us next right here on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Coming up on the show next week, June 26th, is Lou Sander. If you remember Lou, he joined us before. He's promoting Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest, and I want to go. I don't know if I'll be able to. I want to go to these things, but at the same time, I don't, because I just don't care to be around people in large groups, even people that I might get along with, like people at a concert or at a Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. But the bigger problem is that I have family, I have children, I have a wife, I have a business, I have responsibilities, and a lot of these anarchists either don't have these things, or they have surplus funds. My audio is fading. Really? I don't know why, and nothing has changed. Okay, yeah, that's all right. I hope it's not thing that's too terribly noticeable. I mean, I move around sometimes, and if I'm over here, that's definitely going to be different than it if I'm right here. June 26th, next week, Lou Sander joins us. And then a special guest on July 3rd. This is somebody that I would imagine that I would never have had a chance to get on the show necessarily because I don't know him, but I know of him. Stephen Kinsella. He's a lawyer, and he's a Mises guy and an Austrian economist. And a lecturer and an author, big score. He's really well known. I know the name. I don't know the guy. But he's going to come in and set me straight on intellectual property. That's the plan anyway. No, the plan is I'm going to set him straight on intellectual property because I will talk about the morality of other people's property and recognizing other people's property. That's really going to be a fantastic conversation. I'm looking forward to it. I think Stephen Kinsella is a well-respected man in the libertarian community, certainly now that he actually is a libertarian. He finally, I guess, joined the party here recently with the whole Mises Caucus and all that going on and the takeover, the Libertarian Party. Oh, they're all up in arms about it. I go to towardanarchy.com to follow along. June 19th is the date that you're looking for. You see Dr. Dean Lloyd, my guest. And also, do me a favor and visit republicbroadcasting.org and support the network because they're what make it possible for us to have these conversations every week. I can have these conversations, but it's sure a lot better with you. And you make that possible. Republicbroadcasting.org, visit the RBN store. There's a link for it right up there at the top in the middle of the page. And also over on the left, donate. That thing is so important. Click that button. It just takes a few clicks and you can support the show. You can support this show. You can support the network. You can support your favorite show across the network. You can even leave a message. Make sure none of it goes to that anarchy show. I didn't want to do that. Or you can call by phone if you're not into the technical thing. If you want to mail a check, you want to talk to somebody, you want to know exactly how the money is spent. Looks like it goes to technology, it goes to streaming, it goes to all of these tools that and it goes to pay some of the people. I mean, this is a job for people, and some of them get paid for it, so it's kind of nice when they actually can get paid for it and a livable wage too. As an amateur economist, I'm fully aware of such things. So please support the network. It keeps this show and all the other amazing voices just available and keeps us planting those seeds. And it makes it possible to have a conversation with Dr. Lloyd. He's a facilitator and a healer. And he comes in here and hangs out with me about once a month or so. And we talk. Well, we just talk, but we have a direction. And today he had wanted to talk about this ethical approach, appropriateness. And then, of course, it's Father's Day. So there's a message for fathers in there as well. And really, this is just a way to tie it together. The message would be the same for everyone. It's not just for fathers, but it is a just a little tip of the hat to fathers, I guess. And like I said, I am a father a few times over. And I'm a pretty good one, in fact. So I'll be curious to hear this message myself because I understand ethical appropriateness, Dr. Lloyd, and I understand intellectual humility. And I believe that most of the time I practice those things pretty well. Good to talk to you again, my friend. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing quite well. I had a little trouble hearing you earlier, a few minutes ago. I don't know if it's your phone connection or something, but I could barely hear you, but I can hear you pretty good now, so we'll work with what we've got, okay?
Yeah, so, no, that sounds great. I'm not sure what that was about, but it seems to be gone now, so.
Okay. If it comes up, we'll reassess. But to start on this topic, I'd like to, because we have to first understand about the word ethical and our what the way we understand it to what it means to us, because ethical can mean, you know, something quite different.
It's funny that you say that, because I recently had that come up. Somebody told me that I was confusing morality with ethics, and I just said, well, look, let's face it. Ethics is just a commercial term for morality. So that's my kind of view of it.
Yeah, and let's start first by getting a basic definition, and then, of course, I'll expand on it and adjust it accordingly. But right. It is relating to moral principles, or the branch of knowledge dealing with these. And you have, you know, synonyms. You have moral, social, behavioral. But what, you know, when we're saying other related to ethics, you can go, I'm going to go to a Wikipedia definition, because I love picking on Wikipedia. I lost your signal again, but maybe it'll come back. But I'll just go ahead and keep talking. Ethics, or moral philosophy, is a branch of philosophy that involves systematizing, defending, and recommending concepts of right and wrong behavior. The fields of ethics along these aesthetics concerns matters of value. These fields comprise the branch of philosophy called axiology. Axiology is just a combination. So ethics seek to resolve questions of human morality by defining concepts such as good and evil, right and wrong, virtue and vice, justice and crime. As a field of intellectual inquiry, moral philosophy is related to the fields of moral psychology, descriptive ethics, and value theory. Now, what I'd like to do is start off with a story. And you can hear me okay, right, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Your phone's cutting in out a little bit still, but we'll see what we can do. Anyway, M had a very unique relationship with his father, and he told me this story once, and it stuck with me. And that was, he had, when you're young and you're challenging your own authority, right, in a personal experience or two, I can expound on, but he had gotten into something that his father told him not to. In other words, don't go in my tool chest without asking permission, that kind of thing. Anyway, so without any hesitation, after he found that he disobeyed him, he, you know, gave him the paddle, you know, and he was really hurt by that, because he thought he was doing, Am thought he was doing something that was helpful to his father, but he was breaking the rules, so to speak. And the father felt, afterwards, he had remorse. He didn't want to do that, because he knew what his son's intention was. So he asked him to come downstairs out of his punishment time and said to him, look, son, you're upset, and I can see it. He goes, yes, I am. I'm very upset. I'm very mad at you, you know, how that reaction is. He said, well, I didn't feel good about what I did entirely. I knew that you broke the rule, but I will give you the opportunity to explain yourself, and I will also give you that opportunity to, if you make sense of something better than I do, we'll do it your way. Yeah, I can think, he says, you know, to himself, I can think better than anybody. I can come up with better ideas. He says, you know, be careful, because it's got to be better than the way that I have presented for you, or I have a better, you know, I have a situation that I see as being best. But you can challenge me. You can say you've got a better way. And he agreed. Now, this was early in life. 5 years old, 6 years old, he was on a roll, because he was asking questions about anything and everything, and it was really quite unique. So that is a very interesting perspective where, as you mentioned earlier, you know, when you were doing your introduction, that you're open to change and you want an honest conversation. Now, if I may just refine a little bit about the intellect. The intellect is what we understand in the form of symbols. And you might have a better understanding of a particular topic or how machinery works or in my case, medicine or something that's related to healing. But intellect has to be separated from intelligence. Okay, intelligence is the ability to comprehend your environment, your surroundings, yourself, and have an understanding of how to operate in it, increasing your ability and range of motion to make it better. And now, I'm not reading this course. This is just off the top of my head. But what I'm trying to illustrate here is that we very often call people intellects, right, that are well-advanced, they're well-schooled, and they've got knowledge, typically. But what I've learned in life is that their ethical basis is oftentimes very dark. You know, they have a very dark agenda. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm glad you asked me. The reason we're dealing with such difficulty in making sense of our own mind is because we don't practice ethics. I'm not saying everybody. What I'm saying is that to understand that you have your own rules that you live by and you stand by them and you will not... Look, your true morals are... They're not negotiable. But what he had said before, if you come up with a better way, Am's father, if he said you come up with a better way, show me. But this is the best way that I know. So that leaves you open. That means that you can make mistakes and correct them, like you said earlier also. So to elaborate on that just a little bit, you're not wrong if you don't have to be right. Now, you want to do everything you can to be right, and we love to be right, but you don't have to be. If you're still putting yourself in a position where you're a student of life, you can be flexible with what it is that you're operating or where you're operating from. Now, let me hear your voice, Michael. Make sure I can still hear you on the line. Are you there? I don't hear him. Okay, maybe he'll come back, but I'll just continue. So with that being the case, if I was to say that I know how something works, I have to illustrate and I have to explain and I have to be specific about how something works. If you don't know how something works and you want to learn from me, then there has to be some humility and some good questions. What typically comes up, and I oftentimes found this to be the case, where patients will not be able to describe their pain or their problem very, very well. They'll be able to say, oh, it's my shoulder pain, or it's, you know, it hurts in the morning, and it hurts when I use it. But what I am interested in is what are the circumstances surrounding the environment that causes that shoulder pain, for example. And if I get questions that clarify for them, they may think of it in a different way. For example, they say it does hurt. There is pain there. Well, what I would want in my ethical practice is to, because I know what I know, I would want to get the kind of information that would say why it is that shoulder pain is there. So medical ethics means that you inquire over all the information that you are needing to facilitate the healing of that patient. So if you're short-sighted and say, here, just take this, you know, bare aspirin, or here, just take this, I'll give you 5 minutes of an intake or 5 minutes of an office visit, and then you're on your way and take these medications. Well, there's times and places for things. You know, you can mask pain. But my ethics tell me that it is up to me to understand. I want to know what's involved, how it works, what is it that causes this pain to occur, rather than just give you a medication that masks the pain. It may be appropriate, but I still, by my ethical standards, I don't just, you know, rush you through and not get the information I'm required to give you an accurate assessment.
Okay, no, that's perfect. We're going into a break. We're going to try to fix the audio problem here. We think it's probably Skype. We'll go ahead and give everything a little quick reset, and we will come back and continue the conversation with Dr. Dean Lloyd.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Our southern border has never been more open. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Last month, Customs and Border Patrol agents reported 239,416 encounters with illegal aliens. That's the most ever reported in a single month. It's also a 2% increase over April. What's more telling is that 25% of the people caught had been previously arrested and deported. The number of unaccompanied minors is also up 20%. Crossing an international border without going through an official port of entry is a crime. That's why it's called illegal immigration. To all of those progressives out there who think no human is illegal, try that crap in some other country. Walk across the southern border and see how the Mexican government treats you. I promise they won't hand you a piece of paper giving you some court date. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Sivis Pasham, Parabellum.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
I'm
and when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Go to towardanarchy.com, and you can follow along from there. Look for June 19th. You'll see I'm talking to Dr. Dean Lloyd. And, audio problems aside, the message is exactly what we said it would be. And the conversation is about conversations. It's about an honesty. It's about being honest with self. And that's what I really... I really stress with people, the more honest you are with yourself and your understanding of things, the better you'll understand things. You mentioned something, Dr. Lloyd, about the difference between the intelligence and the intellect, I guess, and the understanding, the symbols. And I never really separated the two because I just took it as we're understanding those symbols and the words and the language, the things that they're reading. But the point is absolutely taken. We're constantly misunderstanding and using the wrong words to describe some certain processes or things that we do. And it's all part of that learning and communicating and making sure that we're really having that honest conversation and hearing the other person.
Well, that part of our challenge is these days is that we've got so much information coming at us that we have to know how to filter out what is useful and what isn't, because it's easy to get sucked in by information that appears to have importance to us, but we have to be more discerning than ever in our history. So when I do speak of appropriateness, I have a little statement here that I like to go over before I go into the topic any further, because we're trying to understand what the words mean here, obviously. So ethical appropriateness means that I don't want you to believe. Right now, most people believe in just about anything you want to sell them. It's not your job to believe. Rather, it's my job to empower you by facilitating your own understanding. Therefore, if I claim to have an actual understanding, not just an emotionally insistent, fervent belief, or a scientifically based, brilliant, hypothetical conjecture, then in deference to that claim, and I'd like to see this applied across the board in every established field where someone is claiming the authority, I must be able to show you, one, what it is, two, how it's constructed, three, the parameters of interactive range of function, four, how you can independently access it for yourself. It must be clear, reasonable, logical, and able to demonstrate what I'm claiming. If not, then no matter how good it may sound, it's not yet based on actual understanding, and I have a lot of understandings to share with you.
All right, we will go into the top of the hour, and we will come right back here on Toward Energy.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.